Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A king was dethroned over the weekend. It did not happen in Europe or in a foreign country. It happened in Indiana. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports.
Edward Cheserek has just about always lived up to his Twitter handle, King Cheserek. During his incredible career as a runner for the University of Oregon, this Kenyan native has won 13 collegiate championships. But the one that would have truly placed him in the record books slipped away Saturday afternoon.
Disappointing right now.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing because, you know, this is my last year and it's a good race. Everybody was tough over there.
The race was a grueling 6.2-mile trek across the rolling fields east of Terre Haute, the NCAA cross-country championships. Cheserek was the overwhelming favorite going into the race, and a win would have made him the only man ever to take the individual title four times. But a familiar rival had other ideas.
The 2016 NCAA champion from Villanova, Patrick Tiernan!
Patrick Tiernan, an Australian who ran 5,000 meters on the track in the Rio Olympics this summer, took control of this race on the turf with a little over a mile to go and won it easily as Cheserek slipped to third. This was Tiernan's final college race, and the victory was sweet. It helped him erase the memory of last year's championship, which Tiernan lost to the seemingly unbeatable Cheserek. It was Villanova's first win in the individual race since 1963.
Just coming into it with the mentality that I wasn't coming second again, you know. Came second last year, and as good as it was, you always want to go one better. So,
Tiernan's coach is Marcus O'Sullivan, who knows a thing or two about this sport. From Ireland, O'Sullivan used to be a world-class runner himself. He won two NCAA titles for Villanova.
I love this race because it's open to anybody, and I'm just proud of him. I think he's just a great individual, and he was so believed in himself. Like, he really believed he could do this. So, and that's a testament to his mental and his mindset.
The day before these races, it was 72 degrees in Terre Haute, Indiana, but the temperature plunged into the 30s on Saturday, and the runners also had to endure howling winds that gusted well over 20 miles per hour. The tough conditions didn't seem to bother Missouri's Carissa Schweitzer. In a big upset, she swept past the leaders in the final meters to win the women's individual race. Besides the individual races, team national championships were also on the line this weekend. Northern Arizona easily won the men's title, but the women's race was just about as close as it could be. Oregon beat Michigan by just 1 point, an outcome that wasn't decided until officials reviewed the video. The Ducks coach is Marisa Powell.
It feels pretty great. I mean, before we saw the score, before we saw anything, I was blown away by their composure and just how well they ran today. So before we even tallied anything up, it was a huge success.
Cross country is a little bit like golf. The lowest score wins. In the team competition, the points are added up based on the places the five runners finish in. First place is good for 1 point, second is good for 2 points, and so on. On Saturday, the margin between Oregon and Michigan came down to 64th and 65th place. An Oregon runner got 64th, a Michigan runner was just a tenth of a second behind in 65th. And that one place difference was enough to give the Oregon Ducks the team title, the fourth in the school's history. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.